Hello, my name is Josh Fixler.
I'm Rabbi Jessica Borowski.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Lauren Blassingame Pack Ben Shoshan.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rabbi Kevin Kleinman.
I am Rabbi Emily Siegel.
My name is Bess Wilmer, also known as TBS Bess.
Hi, my name is Susan Warshaw, and I am currently the rabbi of Temple Bat Yam in Ocean City, Maryland.
I was the assistant educator and youth advisor at TBS from 2004 to 2006. I was Jessica Carpe when I was there.
I served as the youth director and assistant director of Education at Temple B'nai Shalom from 2009 to 2012, where I had the immense honor to learn from Rabbi Perlin.
I grew up at Temple B'nai Shalom, had my bar mitzvah and confirmation.
I grew up at B'nai Shalom, and back then I was Emily Dunn.
There are so many things that I could say about Rabbi Perlin, none of them which will convey how much Rabbi Perlin has meant to me throughout these many, many years. She has accompanied me on my entire Jewish journey, from learning the very basics about Judaism, to my bar mitzvah, to my learning Hebrew, and eventually encouraging me and helping me to go to rabbinic school.
When I was working at B'nai Shalom before I went to rabbinical school, she wanted to make sure that I got every different kind of experience that I could possibly get as a new college graduate before applying to rabbinical school. And in the years since my ordination, she has reassured me many times that she is just a phone call away.
So ever since I've got Alex's email, I've been thinking for weeks and weeks about a single moment that I could express what Rabbi Perlin has meant to me. And steadily, as I've been thinking about this week after week, day after day, I realized it's not just my bat mitzvah. It's not getting to be in her confirmation class or in her post-confirmation class. It's not when she married me to my husband. It is all those little moments in between that have meant so much to me and have been so truly powerful in my life.
Rabbi Perlin, you have inspired me my entire life to be the Jewish leader that I am today. And I cannot be more proud of the legacy you leave behind at Temple B'nai Shalom and for all of the support and encouragement you've given me to be the rabbi I am today.
Rabbi Perlin has meant an incredible amount to me throughout my entire life. As my rabbi, she was someone who I knew was always there for support, for truth, for love. She created this congregation that nurtured me, that raised me, that was instrumental in my dad's conversion to Judaism, and fostered my own connection to God, to Judaism, to the Jewish people, and my path to the rabbinate.
I just wanted to share one thing with you that sticks with me from Rabbi Perlin, and that is one of these handy little blessing boxes, which I'm sure many of you have received from her as well. Mine she gave me right before I left to go to rabbinical school when I was leaving TBS, and I was devastated and literally in her office crying, saying, I can't go be a rabbi, I have to be here with you. And she gave me this, which says, every journey brings blessings. And that is so true, and everything that she has given me and TBS has given me has only shown me more and more blessings throughout my life.
I am so grateful for Rabbi Perlin's being in my life, for her generosity, for her teaching, for her kindness, for so many things that have meant so much to me throughout these many, many years.
I've learned from Rabbi Perlin what it means to lead a congregation with vision and heart. I've seen what it means to invest in the growth of the next generation. Rabbi Perlin, your mentorship has shaped who I am as a rabbi and a person, and I feel grateful for the transformative opportunity you gave me.
And as a rabbi, she's been an incredible role model for me of so many things, of never losing sight of why we do what we do in the Jewish world, of being present, really present with congregants, and not just present, but loving your congregants, loving your congregation, which is key. And of continued scholarship, something that's surprisingly hard in the rabbinate to keep your sights on. But she not only was a scholar, but has continued in her scholarship throughout her entire rabbinate, and that's incredible.
Rabbi Perlin has taught me not only a love of Judaism, a love of texts, a love of Hebrew, and a love of learning in general, but she's also taught me a kindness and a compassion for other people that has been so important to me as I go on this journey.
Anyone who has had the chance to learn from Rabbi Perlin in any context is truly blessed.
Well, I could go on and on, but Rabbi Perlin, I just want to wish you only happiness, only joy and fulfillment in this next phase. Mazel tov on your retirement. I love you.
So what I say now to Rabbi Perlin is the best of luck as you move into retirement, and todah rabah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Todah rabah. Harav Shali.
Mazel tov to you and to your entire family.
May you go from strength to strength.
In time again, if not now, if not now, tell me when. So we'll work until it's done. Every daughter, every son, every soul that ever longed for something better.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So I'm traveling in Texas this week, and my Southwest plane lands, thankfully intact, in Dallas. And as usual, I pick up my cell phone and open up my email, and Gary Perlin has sent me a link to a beautiful video tribute, the one you just watched. By the way, I'd like to give the award for best documentary of a rabbi's life to the two young people who produced that. So I get this email, I grab my luggage, climb on the Hertz bus, and take out my headphones and watch this video between the terminal and the Hertz rental car lot. And there on a crowded bus amidst the luggage and a number of puzzled rental car customers, I am crying and and bawling like a baby, making a total Texas spectacle of myself, as I am reminded in that moment just a little tiny bit of the amazing achievements of the extraordinary woman we celebrate tonight. It's an honor to be with you this evening, to share this wonderful bima with Sheldon Lowe, with Rabbi Rappaport, to spend time in this amazing congregation, and to see the beautiful joy that has been created here. Not every congregation is like this. Don't tell the other ones I said that. And it is a tribute to the wonderful woman who has led you for these years, that you are the way you are, and that you are all here together, and that you all sing beautifully, and that you stand up at that et in the Vishamru. So it's an honor to be here with you this evening to speak about our friend, our rabbi, our teacher, Rabbi Amy Perlin. Everyone here tonight knows the treasure that we have in this distinguished, brilliant, thoughtful, and visionary rabbi, and compassionate and wise human being. She's a pioneer, the first woman rabbi to start a congregation on her own, really in the world. In the years since she began at B'nai Shalom at TBS in 1986, Rabbi Perlin has built this sacred congregation, and it's amazing to think about it. From a small group of wandering Jews learning in living rooms and praying in churches and celebrating B'nai Mitzvah in hotels all over North Virginia, to the mighty and beautiful Jewish community which we share tonight. She achieved this through her will and her hard work, through her vision and vitality, through her leadership, and through her partnership with the lay leaders of all generations and outlooks who sit here tonight. Together, you've done what the Jewish people do best, wherever we live in this world. You have brought Jewish learning, Jewish prayer, sacred and ethical living, community involvement, and indeed, the presence of God into a place where it was formerly missing. You have, in your work together, effected what the mystics in our tradition would call a tikkun, which is a repair or an improvement of the world, and you have left it a better place and established a strong base upon which future generations will build in the time to come. Nothing in a rabbi's life can be more fulfilling than this, And that is truly what we celebrate this evening. This Shabbat, we find ourselves reading at the end of one of the most important sections in the Torah, which is called by scholars the Holiness Code. It starts in Acharei Mot Kedoshim. It ends just a little bit into the next Torah portion called Emor. Its beginning has one of the most memorable and oft-quoted statements in the Torah. You're definitely familiar with it when it says, Kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Adonai Elohechem, be holy for I, Adonai your God, am holy. And then we get a big, long, detailed list of laws describing what one must do to be holy. Honor your father and mother, leave the corners of your fields for the poor and the indigent, don't swear falsely, treat others with honesty and integrity, don't stand idly by while your neighbor bleeds, and so on, for three long chapters of laws that cover every aspect of life with others and before God. This most ancient part of the Torah, in the end, touches every part of a human life, guiding and describing what it means to be holy in all that we do. But then at the very end of the Holiness Code, in a lesser known passage, which starts next week's Torah portion, we find the concluding words, something that extends the arc of holiness in an interesting and different sort of way. It says in the words of Hebrew in Leviticus 22, verses 31 through 32, Ushmartem mitzvotai v'asitem otam ani Adonai, v'lo techalalu et shem kodshi v'nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael, ani Adonai mikdashchem. You shall faithfully observe my commandments, I am Adonai. You shall not profane my holy name, and I, God, shall be sanctified in the midst of the Israelite people, I, God, who sanctify you. Now, the interesting and strange thing about this last part of the verse is that it says both that God should be sanctified among the people, by the people, and also that God will sanctify us. And these final words add a strange element. Not only is it important for us individually to be holy in all that we do ourselves individually, but the Torah wants us to behave in such a manner that we sanctify God when other people are watching, and that all that we do helps sanctify God to actually make God holy. So here's the strange part of that idea. After all, how can a regular, flawed human being who's imperfect, as all of us are, actually help God to be holy? How actually can a human who is not holy, not perfect, help God, who is holy and perfect, to actually become holy? After all, isn't God the source of holiness, the one who sanctifies us? It just said that. How can we actually be the ones to make God holy? So the Talmud attempts to answer this question, and it says the following. This implies that the name of heaven should become beloved through you, that a person should study the scriptures and the oral law, minister to Torah scholars, speak kindly to others, be honest and honorable in his or her business and other dealings. And when people do that, what do people say of such a person? They say, that person studied Torah. Happy are that person's parents who taught them Torah. Happy their teachers who taught them Torah. Woe to those unversed in the Torah, but look at the one who studied Torah. How pleasant her manner, how upright her deeds. So how do we sanctify God in this world according to what the Talmud just said? How do we love God? By living in such a way that the name of heaven is beloved because of us, that we study and learn and teach others in meaningful ways, that we serve the community of learners and leaders and help them sanctify God's name in all that they do, and that we are kind, honest, and honorable. It is as if 1,500 years ago, some Talmudic rabbi knew Rabbi Amy Perlin and wrote down who she was to be in this congregation and in this world. Amy, you sanctify us, and in so doing, you sanctify God in our midst. You sanctify God in us through your service as a rabbi to this sacred congregation. You know what it means to live a life of devotion to principles, ideals, and our faith, and you model that daily for each member of this community. You are unwavering in what you believe and unstinting in your commitment to Jewish life. You have the highest ideals and values, and you expect others to live up to them, raising the bar in that perfect way that is just challenging enough and just honest enough to make sure that others can reach it if they try. But you do it in the best way I know, and I have watched and been amazed as you always took the time to ensure the growth of those around you, not by critiquing them or bullying them or yelling at them, but rather by modeling what a person should be, by being there for them, holding them when they need it, celebrating with them when you can. In the generations of B'nai Mitzvah, conversions, weddings, and funerals you've led, your deep wisdom, Jewish knowledge, and guidance have been regularly invaluable. But it is your standing beside us as we face joys and challenges, as we grew and became our best selves, that we tonight celebrate you for and treasure the most. Rabbi Perlin, you sanctify God in your teaching. From your early days studying the ancient Near East at Princeton University, to your time at the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, and by the way, Riley, I've got a place in the class of 2038 held for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you. No pressure, but you know, let's talk. So, from your time at Princeton to Hebrew Union College and all the learning, reading, and studying you continue to do each day, you live by the mitzvah that our Torah asks of us, that we should study Torah day and night and never stop learning. This has made your teaching another form of sanctification, for your students love to learn with you, and you bring them to ever higher levels of Jewish understanding and commitment. From tots to grandparents, from teens to everywhere in between, your teaching has left a powerful imprint on your congregants, and their Jewish lives are forever deepened and improved through your work. Amy, you sanctify God through your deep and loving commitment to the Jewish people, a profound model for us. You may have noticed about Rabbi Perlin that she is not a person who is content to voice a commitment and not do anything about it. She actually lives by it and acts on it. You're building of a community that retains more B'nai Mitzvah students per capita into confirmation and beyond than any other congregation in the world is symbolic of who you are. You are not content to simply accept what is happening elsewhere. Instead, with a healthy assist from Gary as a teacher par excellence and others, of course, you went to work on the issue. And unsurprisingly, given who you are and how you are, you figured out how to improve it. The result is clear for everyone to see. Kids who care about Judaism, people who love their synagogue, and they know that it is the place to be. And you have created a model that other synagogues are now learning from, expanding your sanctification far beyond Northern Virginia. Amy, you sanctify God through being an Ohevet Yisrael, a woman who loves Israel, who supports and cares for our Jewish state in times that are good and times that are not so good. When I have traveled with you to Israel, I've witnessed your profound love for Medinat Yisrael, a love so secure and meaningful that you do not simply give lip service to supporting it. You put your whole self in and you work not just to support the state of Israel, but to make it the state it should and could become. You want it safe, you want it secure, but you want it Jewish and democratic, and that is the way it should be. And Lisa and I have had the amazing privilege of standing by the Kotel, being, shall we say, harassed for our values and standing up for what we believe together. And I will never forget the time that we spent doing that. And that is what Jewish people must do to make sure that the state of Israel that we love will be the place it needs to be. You've made it possible to fight for justice for Reform Jews, to build a strong and growing Reform movement in Israel, to help Arab and Jewish Israelis peacefully coexist, to raise up the critical cause of equality for women in Israel, and to educate our students and alumni at Hebrew Union College to love and deepen the connection between the Jewish life here in America and our beloved state. It is hard to imagine other rabbis or Jewish leaders who have breathed this much vital life into the Israel-America relationship, and your work already has and will continue to make an enormous difference for decades to come. Rabbi Perlin, you sanctify God through the warm and loving way you treat others, and everyone in this room here knows that tonight. As president of HUCJIR, I hope you know that you are quite special to our community, the academic institution that trains rabbis, cantors, Jewish educators, Jewish nonprofit leaders, and scholars of all faiths for the Reform movement and beyond. No rabbi, and I can say this based on real data, no rabbi has produced as many rabbis as you. These seven are amazing. I know all of them. They're doing incredible work in the Jewish community. But these are just a few of the people that you have had an impact on in life. And not only are there rabbis out there, but there are people who are lay leaders in congregations. There are people who have committed their life to Judaism in myriad different ways, and that is a result of the extraordinary work that you do. You find them often as children, and you see the beautiful spark of Judaism burning subtly within them, and you fan that into a burning flame. They now serve all over North America, and I see that the values and lessons they were blessed to receive from you, Rabbi Perlin, are fanning their own new flames in children and adults alike in every corner of our world. Your kind of sanctification reaches far and wide and will continue to have a lasting impact for generations. Amy, very personally, you sanctify God in the way you treat others, and I'm one of them. We are in a town where you may have noticed that important advisors to the president are a dime a dozen. But for this president, from the very moment I began contemplating leading the Hebrew Union College, and for many years beforehand when I served as dean and vice president, you have been among my most steadfast advisors, and among them the wisest. Your advice is not just for serving in my role. It is thoughtful, caring, honest, compassionate, and always good as president, but moreover as a friend. Whether we're serving on committees, working with students, counseling alumni, traveling together in Poland or Israel or Cincinnati, Los Angeles or New York, there is simply no more valuable friend and colleague I know. And it is hard to fully put into words how much I appreciate you in this way. Now, finally, and perhaps most importantly, you, Amy, sanctify God through your family. Your love for Gary, your amazing 42-year-plus partner, the love, the brilliance together, the hard work, the respect you share is legendary, and it impresses anyone who meets the two of you. Such love is precious, an amazing gift, and Gary's significant contributions to Jewish life here and everywhere are right up there with yours. Your kids and grandkids, Jonah and Deborah, Catherine and Jacob, Micah, Goldie, Miriam, Shia, and now even Ella, embody Jewish life themselves, and they're making their own mark on the world just as their mother and grandmother has. It is the beauty of this family that is a blessing, and one that you have sanctified in raising them and guiding them to ever higher heights. The Talmud once again has an expression for someone like you, Rabbi Perlin. Rava said in the book tractate called Yoma, "Kol Talmid Chacham she'ein tocho kivaro eino Talmid Chacham." Any wise person, community leader, Talmid Chacham, whose inside is not like their outside, is not actually a Talmid Chacham. Amy, you have been blessed with a beautiful holiness inside, one of deep faith, love of learning, intelligence, warmth to every human being you meet, and the ability to light up a room with your spirit. But best of all, your outside, the parts we all share and celebrate tonight, are just the same as the inside. You are real through and through, and you bring that holiness to each of us. And you have for your 36 years in the rabbinate and your 32 years at TBS, and we pray that you will continue to bring that to the world for years to come. Your name, B'nai Shalom, is an interesting Hebrew phrase. It means children of peace on a certain level, but the word shalom, as you probably know, can also mean children of wholeness or completeness. And that is what Rabbi Perlin has brought, completion. She has made this community complete over her 32 years here. And as you continue your journey as a rabbi, as a parent, as a friend, we hope that you will continue to bring completion to the world in so many other ways, and that this congregation too will continue to be people of peace, people of completion, people of sanctification, and people of holiness. So Amy, as you go from B'nai Shalom to Encino and Williamsburg to Fairfax and to the Far East and wherever life will take you in the years ahead, know that you go with all our blessings and our thanks, and that we, this beautiful holy congregation, your students, together will keep the fires you have fanned into flames burning for many, many years to come. As you have sanctified every moment of our lives, and in so doing sanctified God, we wish you, Gary, your kids and grandkids, the blessings of good health, interesting and fulfilling lives, hours of relaxation and a few more mystery novels, and the blessings of peace in all that you do. Mazel Tov, Rabbi Perlin, and thank you from all of us for the gifts that you have given each of us over these many years. Amen.